Hi, you're listening to The Masafers, a bi-weekly decolonized D&D 5e actual play podcast. The Masafers is now part of Welcome to the Party podcast channel on Podbean. Welcome to the Party is dedicated to creating an inclusive and equitable gaming community where folks can come and learn how to stream or play games on stream, and then give them the place to do it. If you would like to support us and Welcome to the Party, join their Patreon. You'll get interviews with players, mods, and DMs, behind-the-scenes look at games from arts to notes, and you'll help underwrite amazing writers, artists, and creators from across the gamingverse, and help create a place to showcase their amazing work. Their Patreon link can be found in the show notes. In this bonus episode, you'll hear outtakes of our recording session. Yeah. Pawn? Any more pawn? And takes, like, a big one and stuffs it almost like a chipmunk initially before the chewing commences.
Eturi will take one out of politeness and walk out.
I spit into the spittoon, politely, like I kind of like almost bring it close to my face and just place it down and just say, thanks, pressing my palms together and hiding the wound.
You're welcome, anytime. Mm-hmm. I can even put some special stuff in it. You know, something that can, some poppy seeds to really chill things out.
It's delicious. Rather delicious. Do I actually feel a little...
There's no medicinal ones in these. These simply are sort of... The sort of chilling effect is more of the you have to chew and stop. And it's the ritual of having it that gives you that calming effect rather than any medicinal property. But yeah, you can certainly have like chewing tobacco added to it. Yeah, or yeah. Like, you know, poppy paste. It's and like a- other... mind-altering substances added in it, but these ones don't.
You said these were a little bigger than bite size, right?
Yeah, they're like samosa-sized.
They're chomp-size, not bite-size.
Okay,
it's
very good.
So you're saying Aruka would eat it in a single bite?
Yeah, probably.
Aruka will pass on the bun, though.
And for Bailu, it would be a snack. It would be a little...
Bailu would eat the plate. Just like...
For Bailu, it would be like a chip. It would just be like... Never to be seen again.
Oh, yep. Was there actually a bite there, or just
good point?
It just seems straight out of Scooby-Doo getting the box of Scooby snacks. It's like
it's kind of like this phrase in Hindi, which is like "shuru hoti khatam ho gaya," which is like as it started, it ended.
Player, the actual player of Aditi will take a whole pan and stick the whole thing in her mouth. Because that's the way you eat it. Unless it's a really big one, in which case I'll do it in two bites, but so good.
It's gotta be all in one, no matter how big it is.
I know, right?
What I've seen some people do is bend it and then squish the whole thing in.
That works, I guess.
Real. Have you ever seen one burst?
It's not like wet or anything. There is like some base added to it. But if you bite into it, it's not like a gum. Or anything. It's not like pani puri.
Gotcha.
It's a little bit syrupy, but not too much. And the leaf itself is quite tough, I think.
Yeah.
Like it holds up to being folded and like holding things in it. So like it'll flex.
It has the texture.
Like baklava is very similar. Like baklava is a good analog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
In terms of like how you eat it.
Yeah.
If you bite baklava, you're doing it wrong. I'm sorry.
You just put it all in your mouth, right?
I mean, okay, there's some people that cut it hella big, but like I definitely cut it bite size when I make it.
Put the whole thing.
Exactly. Like you just like put it all in your mouth and it's like, you know, it's sweet and sticky.
If you enjoyed listening to our show and want to follow us on social media, check out our Facebook, Twitter, and Discord links within the show notes. You can also subscribe to this podcast on our website, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Pocket Cast, and all your favorite podcast platforms. Don't forget to leave a rating or review for us. We appreciate all the feedback and it helps make us more visible. Thank you and goodbye.